Chafetz Chaim writes that the invention of new technology is for the purpose of helping us relate to spiritual concepts. We always knew that Hashem hears all our tefillos, although He is in Shemayim, He's high up there in the heaven. But he writes that when this belief became weaker and people didn't feel it, they found it hard to believe that Hashem can hear them, the telephone was invented. And now, with cell phones, satellite tracking, videos, and so on, it's become a living reality that when we talk and walk anywhere on the globe, we're audible and viewable anywhere else on the globe and in space as well. We can interact with people and with objects anywhere, given the proper connection. This invention made us able, it enabled us to relate to Ruchnius and to relate to the concept of talking to Hashem. Likewise, Ruchnius exists all around us, but we can't see it or feel it, but it has an effect on us. Once the microscope was invented, with each successive generation, more and more gets uncovered about the hidden world that lives all around us and within us. There are tiny living creatures flying in the air, living in our intestines, interacting with us, good or bad. The tiniest little virus can bring the largest elephant to its knees. An atom can destroy a whole city. With these discoveries, Ruchnius became a reality. We now have an appreciation that often what can't be seen has the most powerful effect on our life. In this way, we're meant to internalize the reality that Hashem exists all around us. We can't see Him. We can't feel Him. He's very close to us and has a tremendous effect upon us. Going back to relationships, in family relationships, we've witnessed amazing things. I remember reading about a son and a mother who were separated in the Holocaust, and they were reunited 50 years later, only to discover that they lived a few blocks from each other. Now, picture two families, two men. They live in the same apartment building, somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, for many years. They're neighbors, but not much more than that. They give each other the nominal nod while passing in the hallway. They attend each other's life events. They go to each other's brisim, bar mitzvahs, and the like. They would, if you were to ask them, they would rate their association as acquaintances. But then, they suddenly discover that they're cousins. Okay, not first cousins. They're second cousins once removed. Not so close, right? But wait, there's a caveat. They have no other relatives. Their whole families, both, were killed in World War II. They are the only relatives that they have in the whole entire world. All of a sudden, their relationship takes a dramatic shift. They start having Hanukkah and Purim Suddas together. They make an effort to have their children get to know each other. They share whatever family history and photographs they can find, and they are now inseparable. So on and so forth. So here we have a situation where the family relationship existed, but it wasn't known to them. The lack of knowledge prevented the kirva from happening. They knew each other. They even lived near each other. But they didn't develop a relationship because they lacked the real knowledge of the extent and the depth of their connection. As soon as they became aware of it, it all changed. Our relationship with Hashem is exactly the same. It has volumes of depth and closeness that exist already. We are His children. He is our Father. He is our friend, standing at our side through thick and thin. We're married to Hashem, so to speak, as if you ever learned Shir HaShirim, it's expounded at length. He's our master as well, and we're His servants. Think of what we say at every tefillah on Yom Kippur. Ki anu amecha ve'ata eloikeinu. We are your nation, you are our God. And then that particular piyut goes on with so many different descriptions of our connection to Hashem, so many different poetic ways of viewing our relationship with Hashem. And if we would be capable of actually seeing this, discovering Hashem in a literal way, that He's just around the corner, our relationship would envelop us and become our whole life. We have suddenly discovered our long-lost Father. But we can't see Hashem. Ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. A man can't see Hashem while he lives. But we can work on feeling that relationship in our hearts and minds, and with the proper path, we can achieve a true closeness with Hashem. If we don't invest the effort necessary in discovering Hashem, we will not come to learn who He is. We will know He exists, but we won't know or recognize Hashem. If a person does invest the effort and is zeicha to achieve a connection to Hashem, our Father in Heaven, he will acknowledge that not only did he not feel that Hashem was so close to him previously, but he didn't even have any idea what it actually means that we're sons of Hashem. When we say the words of the Torah, Banim Atem Hashem Alekechem, we don't begin to fathom what this really means. It's so deep, it's so powerful, that the relationship of a physical father and son is only a mashal. It's only a parable for comparison purposes. It doesn't come close to what we actually have with Hashem. We can sit and try to explain this, but obviously, true appreciation comes when we feel it ourselves, and that requires thought, and that requires work.